Peace family, welcome back for another episode of Somewhere in Between. It's your host, Fancy, and I'm so pleased to have you here with me. If this is your first episode, thank you so much for joining. If you're coming back for more, ooh, baby, thank you. I'm so happy. We've got a great show in store for you. First of all, let me say I'm recording in a different place. I'm sitting on my porch. I'm enjoying the breeze. I got my favorite bong in my hand. I can't wait to enjoy this relaxing evening with you as we talk about these amazing topics I have ready, honey. So, for the strand of the episode, I'm highlighting a beautiful indica called Black Mamba, and it's legit black like me. For the news, a little bit of history on Mother's Day and the origins of that. And for today's topic, we're talking about shame and the effects of that on our lives and how we live and how we love and all of that good stuff. So sit back, let's take a deep cleansing breath together. And let's get into the vibe. Let's have a good show. Thanks so much for joining me. All right, guys. I am sitting here on my porch like I told you before. I've got my favorite bong in my hand. It's a beautiful silicone bong with a dope ice catcher that I got about a year ago. It's kind of like my go-to bong. But I'm not here to talk about what I'm smoking out of. I'm here to talk about what I'm smoking tonight. So I wanted to highlight this really beautiful blend. I came across about a year ago at a 420 event in DC. I was at a pop-up shop. It was the end of the night. Everybody was breaking down, and it was this one vendor that was still up, and it was like magic. I was attracted to this vendor from across the room, and I made eye contact with two things on his table, and one of those things I'm going to talk about tonight. It was this beautiful indica called Black Mamba. This indica is as dark as the night. It's physically a black color, and it has beautiful highlights of purple as well as greens. I looked it up on my handy dandy Leafly app, which I hope you have downloaded. And on the app, it talks about how this has a very beautiful, bold, earthy, but a berry flavor to it. This indica is also really good for body aches. It's really good for muscle spasms. It's really good if you are suffering from insomnia, and it's also really good for building appetite. So if you remember, the strand that we spoke about last week was really good for suppressing appetite. Now we're building it back up with this beautiful Black Mamba. So if you are in an area where Black Mamba is available to you, I 100% suggest you getting into it. It's beautiful. I think you're really gonna love it. I got some great sleep, and just to see it is so gorgeous. Ooh. So visit my Instagram, Somewhere with Fancy. Check it out. I've posted pictures of this beautiful plant. If you have had it, you know what to do. Hit me up, talk to me, tell me what you love about it, tell me what you don't like about it. Let's share some. Bring some to me, I bring some to you. You know what we do. Thanks so much for listening to this segment. This is our strand of the episode, and once again, it is called Black Mamba. So get into that, and if you try it out, please, I would love to hear your reviews. Stay tuned for the news. Okay, so if you have heard my podcast before, you know that that little beautiful chime means that it's time for the news. So today in the news, I wanted to share this story with you about the origin of Mother's Day. Being that the holiday has just passed, I wanted to speak a little bit about that because you know how I feel about things that we do out of tradition. I really want to break that shit down and figure out why we're doing it. So I did a little investigation, and I'm excited to share with you what I have learned. So first of all, I want to say this. I really intended for this episode to be recorded before Mother's Day, However, Mother Nature had something else in mind. The allergies in this bitch have been killing me, and it completely took my voice away. So I have had laryngitis for like, I want to say 3-4 days. I have not had a voice. And this morning I woke up and my voice was fully back. So I said, okay, let's get back to work. So thank you, Mother Nature, for letting off on the grass pollen so I can get this done. And I'm really excited about that. So I want to talk to you about the origin of Mother's Day. And I want to tell you why this story is so batshit crazy to me. So in 1905, a woman named Anna Reeves Jarvis passed away. Anna Reeves Jarvis seems to have been a saint of a woman. She was a nurse during the Civil War, and she attended to soldiers that fought on both sides. She didn't really care. She just wanted to help people that needed help. She did a lot of organizing work in her day. A lot of it was around mothers and helping them support each other, as well as help support the soldiers that were fighting in the Civil War. In 1905, Anna Reeves Jarvis passed on from this dimension into the next, and her daughter wanted to carry on her legacy by having a day to celebrate her mom, and she chose the second Sunday in May, and today we know that as Mother's Day. So, in the beginning, Anna, who was named after her mom, I'm not tripping by saying the same name twice. Her name was Anna Jarvis, and her mother's name was Anna Reeves Jarvis. So, in 1905, Anna went to the United States Supreme Court and was interested in having Mother's Day as a national holiday. Great, except for the fact that the Supreme Court won't have it. They actually even used the excuse that if they have a Mother's Day, then they'll have to have a Mother-in-Law Day, and they can't have that. So they were able to get around having Mother's Day. So Miss Anna decided that she would go to different municipalities and states, starting with her home state of West Virginia, and see if she could get it passed that way. So she did. Success. And before long, it took 14 years for her to get this thing passed. But she got state by state, large city by large city, everyone's embracing Mother's Day. And finally, I believe it was Woodrow Wilson that finally signed Mother's Day into an actual law. So that's fantastic. Mother's Day is a real thing now. Except for the fact that around the same time that Mother's Day became a real holiday, Hallmark also became a real business. To understand why that is important, you should know that Miss Anna had a very specific vision for Mother's Day. She felt that people should pick the flowers for their mother. She felt that people should make food for their mother, and people should write their mother's handwritten cards. I'm a mom. All that sounds amazing. However, I still like shit. I still like presents. I like to go out to dinner from time to time. And if that's how my family chooses to celebrate me, then who the hell am I to stop them? That's my thought. But Anna don't feel that way. So when Hallmark made their first big staple as cards for Mother's Day, she began to protest the exact holiday that she fought all those years to build. And when I say she began to protest, I mean baby began to protest. I'm talking she's arrested for disturbing the peace at Mother's Day events. I'm talking about her writing letters to editors saying Mother's Day needs to be stopped. Basically, Miss Anna spent the last half of her life undoing all the work that she did the first half of her life because she felt like people were not celebrating Mother's Day the way that she felt that they needed to be celebrated. This story leaves me baffled. I'm not gonna lie. I think that is absolutely batshit crazy. I don't get it in the least, but I think that it is a really good opportunity for us to really think about our motives and why we do things. I think it also is a great opportunity for us to look at expectations of others and how we expect people to receive the things that we have done. I think that it is so sad that Miss Anna could not see that she actually started something that was beautiful, where people take a moment to consider the person that portaled them into this universe. And if you didn't physically portal that person into the universe, this is a day to celebrate the people that have helped shape us and mold us into the people that we are. So I'm saying all this to say in the news today that Mother's Day is actually a beautiful holiday to me. I'm not huge on holidays. I think every day should be Mother's Day. Every day we should give thanks and celebrate one another. But just to have a day to kind of slow down and specifically and intentionally think about your mom, I think it's beautiful. No, I don't think it should be just ran by materialistic joy. I think that it's definitely something to learn about writing a handwritten letter and picking flowers and things like that. But I also don't think we can micromanage how people express their love. Come on, Miss Anna, get your shit together. Well, with that said, Miss Anna has portaled onto another dimension now. So I hope that you can micromanage how people are celebrating Mother's Day on the other side. Thanks so much for tuning into the news. Stay tuned. The topic for the day is coming up, and I think you're really going to enjoy it. Okay. All right. I'm so glad you stuck with me. I don't want this to be an extremely long episode. I kind of want to get in and get to the root of it and hop on out, because this is another one that I think we're going to continue to unpack as the podcast continues. And hopefully this is something that you continue to have in your conversations with your loved ones around you. But I wanted to talk about shame, the effects of shame, how it's ruining people's lives and relationships. And I feel like it's important because there's a few things. People are carrying around a lot of shame about the most basic things about themselves. And when I really examine it, I feel like it's because of the structures and the traditions that we have been indoctrinated in. So first of all, I wanted to start the conversation by looking into how shame affects us. Like, what exactly does the feeling of shame evoke? And the first thing that I noticed is that a lot of the things that we talk about when we talk about the seven deadly sins, like envy, greed, things like that, they are the feelings that are accompanied by shame. And I can actually attest to that. When you don't feel 100% about yourself, it makes it super easy to feel strong feelings, strong negative feelings about people that are around you. Case in point, if you feel shame about your skin complexion and you are around other people that do not share that same shame about their skin complexion, it can generate feelings of envy. This is something that I have personally experienced. I can't speak for everyone in the world, but I can speak for myself. And me, as a highly melanated woman living in this part of the world, in the United States, Virginia section of the world, I for sure have felt insecurities about my complexion. And especially earlier in my life, when I found women, especially, that were secure enough to embrace their complexions, that shit made me feel uncomfortable. And I might lash out or I might judge them based on how I was feeling. Why is this sad? This is tremendously sad because you're actually making a decision that rather than focus on the things in your life that you have to be grateful for, you're focusing on the things that you don't like. And what the law of attraction teaches us is that whatever we focus on is what will grow. So if we focus on our insecurities, insecurities will grow. But if we decide to adjust the way that we've been taught to see ourselves, and we decide to love ourselves, and that's what we focus on, self-love will grow. It seems pretty easy, right? Focus on love, love grows. Focus on hate, hate grows. People carry shame for the weirdest things. Somebody could trip or fart, and they feel embarrassed, and they feel shameful. But why? Like, who is alive that hasn't farted or hasn't tripped or hasn't said the wrong thing? Why are we carrying shame about this? Why are we carrying shame about who we love? I love multiple people. That's just who I am. I have always been that person. I tried so hard to fit myself in a box that I couldn't fit in because I felt shame around that. One thing that I have learned recently is we all have archetypes, okay? I urge you to look into JLA, the Juju Mama Love Academy, for more information on these archetypes. This information has really set me free in so many ways. I, for a long time, carried a lot of shame around the fact that I felt like I was a really shitty mom and a really shitty wife. I felt this way because I see women on Instagram. I know these women, some of them from school, some of them from work, different things like this. And these women love to cook. They love to decorate their homes. They're like super mom, like on it. Like every room in their house is immaculate. Like pictures are framed and all these amazing things. And I have always wanted to emulate that because it's so dope. But the truth is that that's just not me. And when I learned the archetypes, I learned that I'm not a terrible mom. I'm not broken. I'm just me. And I have a stronger archetype in that particular archetype. She's not really about a whole bunch of cooking. But it doesn't make me a bad wife. It doesn't make me a bad mom. It just means that my kids get to see life presented to them from a different perspective. And guess what? The beautiful thing is that what I don't do naturally, I can build into my life. Because guess what? Another thing JLA teaches you, we create our lives. So if I decide that maybe I'm not Susie Homemaker, but if me or my husband want to wife up a Susie Homemaker, we can do that. That's about community. Because it's things that I can do that Susie Homemaker can't do. And if I was living in shame, I wouldn't understand that. This is not just a concept that works for people that are in open relating or people that are polyamorous. This is a just good old concept that I feel like everyone should have some type of acquaintance with. The concept of I don't live in shame because I was created by a perfect universe. The universe that's around us, the air that's floating around us, the food that you ate today, the person that you saw last, the person that you last cussed out or told you love them, they are all a part of you. I at one point felt a lot of shame about not completing things in my life. It's been some amazing opportunities and I'm like, damn, I didn't finish that. I got to go back to it. Or damn, I didn't do that. And I was feeling like, damn, like I just drop out of shit. You know what I mean? Like I was carrying that as it was my identity. But when I let go of that shame, I realized that I am one with the universe. And I am consistent because the universe is consistent. I actually am as consistent as the sun. And the more that I remind myself of my natural consistency, the more I naturally complete things. Because I decided to change my viewpoint. I decided to change my vocabulary and how I speak to myself. Now I decide to speak life into myself. So whereas one point I used to say, oh, I hate the fact that I don't finish things. Now I know that I finish anything I want to finish because I create my life. I have let go of a lot of shame because I'm understanding that that shame is keeping me from my goals. I used to carry a lot of shame about having bad credit. I felt like a stereotype of a person. Oh, I'm black, I'm young, I got bad credit. But as soon as I decided to let go of that shame, I was able to find help to build my credit. And that's what I'm doing now. I'm rewriting that shit. I am no longer a person with bad credit. I'm a person that's on their way to repair because I let go of that shame. I no longer cared what the person sitting across the desk from me thought about me or whatever judgments they had about how my credit got fucked up in the first place. Guess what? It's life. You mess it up, you fix it up. Who cares? I dropped that shame. I am not going to be held back by my own judgment of myself or somebody else's judgment of me. That's what I'm deciding. That's what I'm deciding as I let go of that shame. I am so curious to hear your thoughts on this subject. I can't wait for you guys to write in. Let me know. I've given you my Instagram, Somewhere with Fancy. Use it. Reach out to me and let me know what you think about today's episode. I can't wait to hear your feedback. I can't wait to talk to you about it. Please reach out to me. Let me know what's going on. And let me know what ways you have been shedding shame in your life. That's all I have for you for today's episode, but keep in mind, this conversation definitely continues, but I'd like to have your input, so for sure, let me know what you're thinking. Hey, look, just remember, I don't have all the answers. I might be up, I might be down, I might be wrong, I might be right, but at the end of the day, you know where to find me, somewhere in between.